Hot Business on Hot 102.7 with Moneyweb.
With the holiday season in full swing, spending often reaches its peak, and many of us are finding ourselves grappling with financial strain as we head into 2025. So I guess here's an important question. How can we enjoy the festive season without overspending or compromising our financial well-being? And I want to look at something tonight called conscious consumerism, particularly during this high-cost period. And I'm in conversation with Michaela Mahes, who is a leadership coach with experience and expertise in what we'll term mindful financial habits. Michaela, good evening to you, and this is interesting. Thank you very much for joining us. What exactly is conscious consumerism, and why is it important right now?
Thanks, Jeremy. Good evening, and thanks for having me. I think it's a perfect time of the year to talk about conscious consumerism. We all engage in the economy with retailers and manufacturers, but we're not intentional. And so as a leadership coach, some of the key questions and awareness that we can bring to ourselves during this to be aware of the patterns can really help, not just for the season, but long term in our decision making when we buy. And that's what conscious consumerism is.
I think that word intentional is quite important in this conversation. And I suspect that spending is often driven by emotion. So what is the psychology behind our purchases then? What goes through our mind?
So there's a variety of psychological and social factors that go through our mind when we make our decisions. Aside from if you've been to the malls from October side, you would hear, you know, happy music, jingle bells already playing, gearing us towards digging deeper in our pockets, you know, for the upcoming festive season in December. But perception of value, that's one of the key things we look at, is how we perceive the value, the emotional connection to something, that when I wear something, I always say people buy the feeling that they get when they wear something or drive in a particular vehicle, etc. And then there's cognitive processes that we weigh up. For example, as a mom of three, I may spend a little less at a franchise retailer that's not as popular because I can get more out of it. So we make these cognitive processes based on a variety of reasons. And then social identity, really important. Our peers and our colleagues and the influence of those around us that we highly regard. And then collective behavior is another one as well that's very important. Mm-hmm. And I feel there's a growing, you know, cognitive awareness of social media and that impact and in our decision making, in who's wearing what and how that's trending, and that we want to engage with that collective behavior because you become part of the inner circle, or there's this perception that you are part of the inner circle if you wear these sneakers or if you're eating at these fine dining restaurants, etc.
Which is exactly, I guess, what brands want us to do. So key is for us to understand our motivations, which will help us make better financial decisions. But Michaela, not always easy to do that because we are seduced, by that, yes, by that music, that atmosphere and the desire.
Correct. And I'm going to go back to that we need to understand the intention of the purchase. We need to be mindful. I mean, this goes really deep, is even the retailers and the manufacturers that you're engaging with, you know, what does the company stand for? How do they treat society? And what is my intention of this buy? Another key thing to explore is the value. How can this product or service or experience add value to my life? Is it aligned to my values? What are my bigger goals for next year? And is this getting me closer, or is it taking me further away from that trip that I have as a goal, or that further studies that I want to engage in? And then affordability as well. There's a lot of people who start off the year on a negative, both emotionally, mentally, and within the economic state because of the position that they put themselves in. So affordability is very important. Is this within my means, or am I engaging in this experience now and I will pay for it later and have the repercussions thereafter? So those are the kind of things that we can reflect on and consider when making a purchase until we break those negative patterns that we identify.
And I guess more simply put, breathe and maybe blink your eyes before you put your hand into your pocket or your handbag and pull that wallet out. Part of the problem, I guess, is that many of us feel pressure not only to spend on stuff for ourselves, but gifts and social activities. Again, same rules apply, I guess, is that we've just got to develop a mindset and perhaps a technique or mechanisms to help us resist overspending. But on the other hand, let's not be Grinches here. We also want to enjoy the festive season.
Yes. So definitely, I'm going to give you an example that's close to my heart. So I need to prioritize self-care. So I will spend, I've worked long and hard this year, and I don't mind spending in alignment with my values that support self-care. So if it's, a spa day or a walk on the beach or something. And we also need to rethink tangible versus intangible experiences. You know, we equate spending money and buying things with making memories. And we need to change that narrative that, you know, sometimes there are intangible experiences, memorable things we can do, games night with family back home, or a walk on the beach, or a picnic or something, create that memory that may not be as expensive as buying a new pair of sneakers or a cell phone or something along those lines that really hurt the pocket. So yeah, be in alignment with your values in your spend and your bigger goals. And if you don't know what they are for the new year, that's going to be more difficult for you to say, this is a distraction and away from where I want to head.
Now, you're giving us some very good advice here, but many people either won't heed it or they will stumble and make mistakes along the way. So if you do make that purchase, which you then have buyer's remorse about when you get home, you've also got to be kind to yourself, perhaps, and deal with the guilt in not too difficult a way.
Yes, I think it really does start with self-reflection is, like I said earlier, breaking the patterns, not just for this festive season, but notice the patterns. If I'm feeling down and I spend more, I'm trying to replace that emotion really quickly because I don't want to feel it, to be taught to just move on, get on with life. So we spend to replace a maybe negative emotion or an uncomfortable emotion so we don't have to face it. And so it's really important, and it's really a lot of self-work to do and self-development where we sit and reflect and pick up in the last 3-4 months when you've made these purchases, what frame of mind were you in? Were you, happy about something and you spend more, or you're depressed and you feel this will fill the gap? And then you pick those patterns up, and when you feel you're getting into it the next time, say, I see what's happening here and I need to replace this. I need to feel this emotion and move along, but not hurt my pocket while I'm doing it. So it's really a lot of self-work. No leadership coach or psychologist can guide you. You've got to start with yourself and sit down and reflect and identify those patterns and slowly but surely in a phased approach tackle them.
Yeah, I mean, that's good advice, not just for spending, but in life generally, I guess. Just a quick one in conclusion, and I want to just loop back to conscious consumerism. You've got some thoughts on how we should, those of us who are lucky enough to receive year-end bonuses, and how that would tie into conscious consumerism. And I suspect, Michaela, you're going to say, don't go on a splurge.
Certainly, Jeremy. I think this is the perfect time to reflect on those goals for next year, if not already too late. But I think we still have time to reflect on the bigger goals and to invest in those goals and in that direction that you wish to go in. It becomes, like I said, very difficult if you don't have a bigger vision for yourself or a bigger goal for next year of, 3-4 key things that you want to tick off for the year and experiences you want to engage in. Because the bonus can, as soon as it reaches into your bank account, it can leave very quickly if you don't intentionally spend and allocate it to the various goals and highlights that you have set for yourself for the next year.
I think that is some very, very good advice as we hit the height of the festive period. Michaela Mahes, thank you very much indeed, leadership coach. And I'm sure that we'll talk again in the new year. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Jeremy. Have a good evening further.
Heart Business on Heart 1027 with Jeremy Maggs and MoneyWeb.